25 years ago, two lovely girls in San Carlos, California, were kind enough to perform this following football cheer for me. And in 1984, I used it on an HBO show. I'm passing it along now and would like to point out that it's actually quite useful at sporting events of any kind. In fact, I've found it to be a big crowd pleaser at weddings, baptisms, and first communions as well. Here it is. Chant this in good health. Rat shit, bat shit, dirty old twat. 69 assholes tied in a knot. Hooray, lizard shit, fuck. Let's go over that again, this time with a few comments. Rat shit, bat shit. How nice to begin with a reference to nature. Dirty old twat. A perfectly normal sports reference as far as I'm concerned. 69 assholes tied in a knot. No, I don't know what that means either. Hooray! There's the cheer part. Lizard shit! Back to nature once again. Fuck! And we end on an uplifting note. Now, here's the happy postscript. About 10 years later, I met a guy named Michael who gave me the second verse to the cheer. I hope those San Carlos girls will hear this and accept it as my way of saying thanks. Eat, bite, fuck, suck, nibble, gobble, chew. Finger fuck, hair pie, dick, cunt, screw. Hooray! Bat fuck, blow me. Let's go over that again. Eat, bite, fuck, suck. Once again, off to an excellent start. Nibble, gobble, chew. I notice verbs are more prominent this time. Finger fuck, hair pie, dick, cunt, screw. More good sports references. Hooray! Can't have a cheer without it. Bat fuck. Truly an interesting thought. Blow me. Once again, ending on an uplifting note. Cheers. Never buy two different garments of the same type at the same time, such as two sports shirts. Inevitably, you will like one better than the other, and you will choose to wear it every time. The second one will always remain second choice, and it will stay in the closet, coming out only occasionally when you hold it in front of you at arm's length and decide not to wear it. Here's how you handle this problem. Exercise a little discipline at the store and buy just one shirt. Then, if you like it, wait a month and buy another. That's it. Next, I'm going to work on nuclear proliferation. Another area of speech that could benefit from a bit more realism would be those announcements that are made just before a boxing match. Ladies and gentlemen, the main event of the evening, 12 rounds of heavyweight boxing. In this corner from Cornhole, Mississippi, weighing 200 pounds and wearing soiled white trunks, an utter and complete loser who is wanted in 6 states for crimes against the animal kingdom. Considered a complete scumbag by his family, he once fucked his sister at a church picnic and forced her to walk home alone. Also, on at least 4 occasions, he has taken out his dick at the circus and waved it at the trapeze lady. Here is Henry Gonzalez. In the other corner, wearing a pair of lame, out-of-style zebra skin shorts that he found on the street, from Sweatband, Arkansas, an unattractive and disturbed young man who by court order is not permitted to be alone for more than 2 minutes at a time. In and out of 16 mental institutions over the years, he is a dangerous sociopath who once killed a nun for blocking his view. He has been legally barred from more than 1,500 bars in the New York City area alone, and recently, while visiting a supermarket, he forced a fat woman to blow him in the meat section. Here is Maddie Murphy. The fighters move out to the center of the ring to have the boxing rules recited to them. All right, boys, you know the rules. No biting, scratching, clawing, or tripping. No yanking dicks. No grabbing the other guy's testicles and snapping them up and down. No using a small screwdriver to punch holes in the other guy's neck during clinches. And if you're going to call the other guy's mother a diseased $2 whore, please, in the interest of accuracy, use her full name.